The Magic Shoes, a long-lost film based on Claude Fleming's beloved prose work, remains one of the great enigmas of early cinema. Released in the silent era, the film was hailed as a visual triumph upon its debut, praised for its innovative storytelling and poetic fidelity to Fleming's original text. Despite its acclaim, only fleeting traces of the production survive. Faded advertisements, a handful of still photographs, and fragmented memories passed down by film historians. This is Land of the Lost, The Magic Shoes. Produced in the 1920s by a modest studio with aspirations of artistic prestige, The Magic Shoes was a daring project. Fleming's story of a humble cobbler, whose creations reveal the secret desires of those who wear them, required not only a deft adaptation, but also technical ingenuity to capture the fantastical elements without the benefit of spoken dialogue. The director, an enigmatic figure named Arthur Greaves, was lauded for his vision, blending dreamlike cinematography with understated performances to evoke the quiet magic of the tale. The film's set design was integral to its atmosphere, transforming Jonas's cobbler shop into a space that felt alive with possibility. Photographs of the production hint at an aesthetic reminiscent of German Expressionism, with shadowy angular interiors and lighting that seemed to breathe emotion into every corner. Each pair of shoes crafted by Jonas was uniquely designed, symbolizing the dreams or fears of their wearer. In one surviving still, a pair of boots glistens, as though wet with morning dew, while another shot shows shoes with wings faintly shimmering in the light. The performances, too, were praised in contemporary reviews. The actor portraying Jonas, identified in some sources as Maurice Elwood, reportedly gave a performance of striking poignancy, conveying the cobbler's quiet humility and growing unease as the magic of his shoes began to consume the village. The supporting cast brought life to the vignettes Fleming had so vividly written: a merchant's avarice, a young woman's yearning for love, a minstrel's search for adventure. Each tale unfolded with a mix of wonder and melancholy, drawing audiences deeper into the story's allegorical layers. Tragically, the film's existence was brief. A fire at the studio's archives in the early 1930s destroyed the original negatives and most of the prints. As the silent film era faded into history, The Magic Shoes became a casualty of time, its memory kept alive only through the passionate recollections of those who had witnessed its fleeting brilliance. Rumors of surviving prints have circulated for decades, with tantalizing hints of rediscovery: a mislabeled reel in a private collection, a faded canister in an abandoned theater, but none have borne fruit. The absence of The Magic Shoes leaves a void that has fueled both speculation and longing among cinephiles. Film historians debate how closely it adhered to Fleming's story and what liberties it may have taken in adapting the more introspective elements of the prose. Some argue that the film's elusive status has elevated it to mythical proportions, allowing it to occupy a unique space in the history of lost cinema, a film not only unseen, but imbued with the same bittersweet yearning that defined its story. In the echoes of what little remains, The Magic Shoes endures as a haunting reminder of the fragility of art and the magic that lingers even in its absence. Its story of dreams and self-discovery transcends the medium, continuing to captivate the imaginations of those who seek to piece together the fragments of its legacy.